Have you ever felt like you were doing something that no longer serves you where you're going? Did it ever feel super uncomfortable, or did you feel a lot of resistance when you kept trying to force yourself and make yourself do it? Maybe this is a job, maybe this is a relationship. Yeah. What do you think that's distracting you from? In this episode, I really want to talk about what could potentially be holding you back from your next level of life, income, business, and really preventing the manifestation of everything you've ever desired. If you're not clear on what that is and what the vision is that you're being called to step into in your life, I definitely encourage you to go back and listen to the previous episode where I talked about exactly how you can get clear on your goals for this year. But what happened was when I started to get really clear on this vision that I had for myself, I realized that there were quite a few things that were getting in the way and holding me back from even having the mental capacity and the space in my life to actively pursue my new goals, right? What happens a lot of times is this person that you are today is a manifestation of maybe 5 years ago, who you were striving to be like, right? And so then what happens is now we're standing in our shoes today and we're living the life that we used to desire. But now there's things that are holding us down, kind of like this ball and chain, from reaching our next level of life, right? I mentioned this before, but what got you here won't necessarily get you there. And so there's just some things in your life that aren't meant to stay with you forever. They're meant to help you in a specific area or for a specific amount of time. And then at what point, we've got to learn when it's time to let go. Right? There's something that was, some things actually, that were taking up so much time, so much energy, and so much effort that were really holding me back from where I wanted to go. And it wasn't until I started to get really clear on what those things were and eliminate them where I had so much time back to really dedicate more of me to where I knew I was going to be heading, in which direction I actually knew was what I was being called into in the future. And I actually want to share some of those things with you today, as hopefully it will give maybe you some ideas of what you could let go of. And I also just feel it, I just feel it's so important just to share and to talk about these things. And so I'm really excited to share with you the things that I've let go. So the first and the major thing that I let go is actually my eBay business. I started this business when I was 15 years old, slinging hubcaps out of my garage that I literally got from a dumpster, mind you. And that business was a six-figure business that I started when I was 15 years old. How freaking crazy is that? And it's a business that while Steve and I were traveling, in we traveled for years together, 7 years, actually, we're still traveling full time. But we traveled years together where that was supporting a lot of my ability to travel, right? I had storage units and warehouses in a few different locations, and I had people in there shipping things out for me, hubcaps. And what was really cool about that is I would log into my bank account or log into my PayPal, and I'd always just see a lot more money in there than I'd remembered because stuff would sell and it would just go immediately into that account, right? And it was really cool just to have total passive income when we were traveling. And it might have taken an hour of my time per month, but to be making decent money and not have it take much of my time, was huge. And so making the decision to let that go was difficult, to be honest. I tried to keep justifying it to myself. Well, I only work an hour of month, sometimes only 30 minutes a week if I actually need to be in it a little bit. And it makes decent money. Like, how could I justify letting go of that? And what made the decision really clear was thinking about how much of my energy actually subconsciously goes there, even when I'm not working in the business, worrying about did this go out on time? this customer emailed us and they were upset. Did the replacement part go out? Did something get lost in the mail? Checking my email and customers could be upset, or some happy, but you know what I mean? You always see the ones who are upset, right? Because they're the ones reaching out. So it was just that mental energy that would go there over stupid shit that I just didn't want to deal with anymore. Right? And then needing to make sure that people got stuff shipped out on time because we had a 3-day window and sometimes things were late, and making sure the inventory was right and stuff wasn't curbed. And every time I went to go see my family in Florida, I would need to go and photograph a bunch of inventory and list things on eBay. And it took a lot of time away from even just me and my family when I would go and visit them. And in Florida and Nebraska, that's where two of the bigger units were. And I just realized it served me so well for a decade. And it has so much to do with my entrepreneurial spirit. I am wildly grateful for that experience, and I would never change it for the world. But I'm at the point now where I have no inkling inside of me that thinks I would want to run a successful version of that business in the next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road. That's not what I want to be doing. I don't want to have a successful online store that sells car parts. It's not in alignment with that vision. And so when I got clear, it's pulling from me emotionally and ways that energy emotionally that I can't even begin to just wrap my mind around how much time actually is going towards that. And no, it's not in alignment with that vision. I realized that I had to cut it out. And so it kind of happened in phases. Phase one was just stopping to sell everything. I just took down all the listings and I just shut down the website. That was phase one. But then what happened was I still had all this inventory in different locations, all these like storage units and warehouse type of places that I was paying for every single month. And the problem was we were never in those areas for me to wrap it up. So I continued to pay for storage units and have that lingering inventory and weight. It physically felt like I was being weighed down by stuff. It's wild to think about. I'm like, why am I paying for a storage unit in Omaha, Nebraska that nobody's even shipping things into or out of, and all it is in there is automotive parts? And so phase two became, we've got to sell off this inventory and we've got to wrap this up so I am completely done with that business. And so that's what we did in 2023. We completely let go of that entire business and made sure it felt like it was closed the doors, everything was done. And then this major weight was just lifted from my shoulders. And even though the knowledge of the inventory was always in the back of my mind, and I was just trying to shove it under the rug and just pretend it wasn't there, the reality of it is it was there. It was there, and it was bothering me. And it was starting to affect those around me because it was bothering them too, because it was in their lives as well. And so that felt so good, just to realize it's no longer in alignment. We're going to let it go. And it also takes a lot of trust, right? Trust that you're going to make up that income. Trust that that space is going to be used for something that is in alignment. So that was a huge thing that I let go of. The other things were less on a business side, more on a personal side. You know, we were living in this house in Colorado, and even before that, this condo on Maui, and just realized that it didn't feel like the life we wanted to be living. Right? The house was big, it was beautiful, but it almost felt like golden handcuffs. Right? It felt like we started to live the life of what's considered normal. And that had never been us. So we're like, what are we doing? Why did we decide to have a baby, move into a home that would be considered normal, and Steve got a full-time job and I was working all the time? It's like, No. So we had to let go of that. Let go of what was considered normal after you have a baby and decide we are going to create the life that we want and this is not it. And so we had to let go. So we put in our notice in the house. We said, you know what? Yeah, we're getting out of here. This is not in alignment with us anymore. On a personal level, drinking and partying, right? That is not it. It was for me ever since I was, gosh, 17, 18 years old. I would just party and drink and numb myself and sleep in the next day till 3 p.m. Wake up super hungover just to start it all over again. I was going out nearly every night of the week. I remember when somebody found out that Steven started dating me, they actually cautioned him. They warned him. They were like, "You better be careful. That Jamie Coleman girl, like, all she does is party." Luckily, he didn't listen to them. And shortly after, yeah, we partied a bit together. But shortly after that, we stopped. Just something in us clicked that if we continued on this path, we will never get off of it. I don't know if you know anybody in your life that, maybe you've moved away from home and you go back to that hometown and you're like, "Holy shit. Nothing's changed since I left 5 years ago. My friends go to the same places, talk to the same people. My family has the same routine, watch the same TV shows." It's like they never decided to make a change. And so this is why it's so important for you to get clarity on what exactly is that distraction for you. What is taking up your time, effort, and energy and holding you back from what's more important? Maybe it could look like holding on to clutter or holding on to things. A lot of times that's a really huge manifestation of what emotionally you could be holding on to clutter-wise as well. So another big thing we did was, well, we kind of were forced into that, right? We've had to move so many times and pack all of our belongings just into two suitcases and get rid of everything else. And in that process, it shows you, first off, that you don't need things, but second off, that what you're holding on to is not going to replace a void for something that might be missing. So you've got to find it within yourself to fill that void. So it could look like letting go of things. That was huge for us. Spending hours working behind the computer screen is just a lot of times we think that we need to be showing up in a certain way to get a specific result. And a lot of times that's exactly the opposite thing that we should be doing, right? We need to be giving each other more space. So those are a lot of the things that I gave up. Quantity of things versus our high quality. There are things that we know we want 5, 10 years down the line, and we're thinking in levels of who we're becoming. Would they use this thing? Would they want this thing? If the answer is yes, we do it. If the answer is no, we don't. It's that simple. And when it's that black and white, it's super easy to eliminate things. So it could be said that it's almost like you have to massacre this old version of your reality in yourself, right? It's like I had this massacre of Jamie Coleman. I had to let go of nearly everything that's no longer serving us to get here and to go there. I had this interesting breathwork session, actually, and I feel called to bring it in now, where it was a somatic breathwork experience. And I almost envisioned like this whole world that we'd created being burnt to the ground. All there was left was ashes. And that can feel really scary, right? Because you just spent all this time building this thing and it's so cool and it's so beautiful. But then sometimes you've got to burn it all to the ground in order to let the phoenix rise from the ashes. So it's kind of what this might look like. It might feel like the massacre of yourself. It might look like burning everything to the ground, only for you to rise up even stronger, even more powerful, even more beautiful, like this phoenix coming from the ashes. Why is that? Because you've let go of what no longer serves you. You've said no to distractions and people who are standing in your way from this version of you that you're called to step into. Yeah? Have you ever felt like you were doing something that no longer serves you where you're going? Did it ever feel super uncomfortable, or did you feel a lot of resistance when you kept trying to force yourself and make yourself do it? Maybe this is a job, maybe this is a relationship. Yeah. What do you think that's distracting you from? Sometimes we intentionally put these distractions in our way because we don't want to actually face the fear of doing the other thing. Or maybe you don't feel like you're enough to do the other thing. But the reality is that you are. That first step, though, is to eliminating the thing that you feel resistance on, because all that's doing, that resistance, is you being held back from owning your truth, from owning the path that's before you. So if we want to level up, we must eliminate distractions from our life that are standing in the way of where we're going. What got you here won't get you there. Look, the truth is, they want us to stay busy. They want us to keep putting our heads down, work at the grindstone, and continue overworking and underliving. Why? Because that's the way the system works. They've forgotten that the entire purpose of our lives is to have fun and continuously evolve through consistent and constant up-leveling. They don't want you to figure it out. They don't want you to eliminate. They want you to be in the rat race. But you have a choice to not be. And that's what they don't want you to know. But you need to know it. So the question is, what do you need to eliminate in order to create space for the life that you're being called into? I'm going to leave you with that today. Sit with that question. And if you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment just to subscribe and leave a rating and review. I would love to have you on this journey with me. It's been so much fun creating these episodes and this podcast. We're like, I don't know, 250 something episodes in, which is really crazy. It's been so much fun. And we will continue bringing out the best content possible as I evolve on my journey and continue becoming this version of me that I'm being called into as well. So can't wait to be a part of that journey with you and invite you on mine with me. I'll catch you in the next one.